I'm a record breaker, an amazing global traveller. My migration is the longest in the whole world. In a single year, I travelled 22,000 miles, dealing with all the storms and hardships the oceans can throw at us. I travelled from the edge of the pack ice in Antarctica, following the coastline of Africa, then on to Western Europe, to here in Northumberland, where I'll breed during May near the Long Nanny Burn in Beadnell Bay. All our efforts travelling the oceans are to get to this one special place, to breed at the right time. I pair up with a mate and I lay up to 3 eggs in a simple scrape in the sand. It's a colony with lots of other Arctic terns. Imagine how loud that gets. The most important food for our chicks are the silvery sand eels. When there's enough sand eels for us to catch, our chicks grow strong and healthy. They're able to fly around 3 weeks after hatching. We get worried about high spring tides. They can wash away our nests, as well as being scared off by people and their dogs. We're lucky though, as we get help from the National Trust wardens. They try to keep us safe, but please do look out for us and give us lots of space. Follow that signage too. Once July is over, our colony on the beach gets quiet again, as the chicks fly off and begin to learn to hunt for food themselves. That's when we can begin our long ocean journey once again, feeding as we go. We'll head down the west coast of Europe, onto the African coast, then to the Antarctic pack ice in time for the start of their summer. There's a lot of people who find telling the difference between an Arctic tern and a common tern tricky. We've got blood red bills and long tail streamers. And our wings are translucent when the light is behind our flight feathers.